B. Before we answer this question, we have to determine who benefits. A radical thinker, also from Britain, named Jeremy Bentham, questioned Smith and the morality of his philosophy. Morality is spelled morality. There is no traditional morality in an absolutely laissez-faire system. If it succeeds in making money, then it's good, and if it fails to make money, then it's bad. The result, as Bentham and other social critics saw it, was a world in which the most amoral individuals rose to the top, and the majority of the population remained under them. Amoral. It's an adjective, not two words, one word. A-M-O-R-A-L. Amoral. Bentham wanted to flip the perspective, but he ended up producing a system of ideas with just the same limits for morality. Bentham's idea is called utilitarianism. Utilitarianism. A lot of syllables. Here we go. U-T-I-L-I-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M. Just as Smith focused on capital, money, as a basis of what makes something good or bad in capitalism, Bentham focused on utility, or usefulness, for utilitarianism. Bentham defined the best usefulness as that which can be used by the greatest number of people. Concepts of individual wealth, therefore, do not make sense. Everyone having $5 would be better than one person having $5 billion. The government itself does not even make sense in Bentham's scheme either, as government is naturally composed of the minority of a country's citizens. Nonetheless, as impractical as Bentham's idea may be, it prompted other thinkers in the 19th century to develop ideas for how governments might go about to ensure a fairer society than laissez-faire.